What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mental War, your daily dose of Spartan discipline straight up your brain juice. Today's mission, conquer procrastination. You know that beast. It lurks in every corner, whispering sweet nothings about Netflix, binges, and endless social media scrolls, keeping you from crushing your goals. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up, drowning in a sea of unfinished tasks? Well, strap yourselves in because we're about to unleash the Spartan secret weapon against procrastination, the Pomodoro technique. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another productivity hack? But trust me, this one's different. It's not just about squeezing out more work. It's about working smarter, building focus like a goddamn warrior, and reclaiming your time. We're talking about channeling your inner Spartan. Disciplined, focused, relentless. Ready to level up? Let's dive into the five key takeaways that'll have you saying, adios, procrastination. First off, understand this. Procrastination isn't laziness. It's a fear response disguised as comfort. We avoid tasks because they feel overwhelming, boring, or scary. The Pomodoro technique throws a lifeline to those fears by breaking down your work into bite-sized chunks, 25-minute intervals, called Pomodoros. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't run 26 miles straight, would you? No way. You break it down into smaller, manageable segments, right? Same goes for tackling those dreaded tasks. Number 2, intentional focus. This isn't just about working in bursts. It's about laser-like concentration during those 25 minutes. No distractions. Phone on silent, social media banished, email ignored. You are a Spartan warrior focused on the task at hand. When that timer rings, you get your well-deserved break. But trust me, the clarity and momentum you build will be worth it. Third point. Embrace the break. We're not talking about scrolling through Instagram during your Pomodoro breaks. Step away from your desk, stretch, move around, grab a quick bite or some water. These short breaks reset your mind, recharge your batteries, and prepare you for the next round of focused work. Think of it as strategic downtime, fueling your Spartan engine for maximum performance. Number 4, the power of repetition. Consistency is key, folks. Aim to complete several Pomodoros each day, gradually increasing the number as you get comfortable. Just like training builds muscle, practicing this technique strengthens your focus and willpower. You'll find yourself getting more done in less time, with less stress, a true Spartan victory. And finally, point 5. Celebrate your wins. Every completed Pomodoro is a small victory. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how small it seems. Reward yourself for your commitment to conquering procrastination. Treat yourself to a good book, a walk in nature, or anything that brings you joy. Remember, staying motivated is crucial on this journey. You're not just battling procrastination, you're building a more disciplined, focused version of yourself. Think about it. You've got a big project due next week. Maybe that presentation, that report, or even starting that novel you've always dreamed of writing. Procrastination's probably whispering in your ear, telling you to wait until tomorrow. But what if I told you there's a way to smash through that resistance, focus like a laser beam, and actually enjoy the process? Imagine this. You sit down with your project, set your timer for 25 minutes, and dive in. No distractions, just pure, focused energy channeled towards your goal. The clock ticks by, You make incredible progress, and before you know it, that 25-minute block is over. You take a quick break, recharge, then go for another round. You might be surprised how much you can achieve with this simple technique. I've used it myself countless times, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. So there you have it, the Pomodoro technique. Your Spartan secret weapon against procrastination. Remember, folks, discipline isn't about deprivation. It's about maximizing your potential. It's about owning your time, making conscious choices, and becoming the best version of yourself. Want to share your experiences with the Pomodoro technique? Drop a comment below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of Spartan warriors crushing their goals. And don't forget to subscribe. New episodes every day, packed with actionable insights to help you level up your mental game. See you tomorrow for another round of Mental War.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.